Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Thank you. BlazeRadio.com.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy for Equinox. We got autumnal equinox today, September 22nd. The show today, Cosmic Web, just happened to fall on the same day as the autumnal equinox, 2012. Days in the southern hemisphere are the same length as the day in the northern hemisphere. This happened about 9:30 this morning, Montana time. Adjudicated for the different time zones. That's a little different. But anyway, there's about a three-day period during the equinox when there's an energy or a spirit of equilibrium in the energetics of the quantum field, of the Earth's torus field. Now, I've talked about this torus field of the Earth, having had Foster Gamble on my show of the Thrive Movement in the spring. And we talked about torus fields, and we talked about torus fields on all levels. The Earth torus field, like the auric field around the Earth, the electromagnetic field of the Earth, the Earth grids, the torus field around the body, the auric field of the body, the seven chakras, the heart chakra at the center of the torus field. And that the torus field on all levels, from an atomic level to a galactic level, a cellular level, there's these fields. And, of course, we're living in a quantum field of fields within fields, and this unified field or this quantum field, or sometimes referred to as the source field, is all connected. It's kind of an instant everywhere interactive source connection, and modern science, quantum science, is just beginning to comprehend, just beginning to grasp that this is faster, more instant everywhere interactive, instantaneous, far more faster than even the speed of light. I mean, it's like it is instant. And these torus fields within fields all operate on the same principle. They all have what's referred to as a black hole or white hole, a black hole, white hole, W-H-O-L-E, hole as in wholeness, at the center of every torus field. So that all these quantum fields within fields are all connected. And it creates synchronicity, a singularity, a serendipity of like it's all one. And of course, there are a lot of New Age, the light workers, light bearers, talking about this oneness thing, this unity conscious things. And really, what they're referring to scientifically is what is now understood as this source connection with all that is real, the gathering of the tribes of Israel, what is real on all levels of the I Am Presence, unity conscience, universal co-creation. I mean, it's all connected. And there's all these metaphors, all these terms, all these concepts. And if you read my stuff, I'm always massaging that message of the centered and connected, all connected principle. And I've been talking a lot this last year about this understanding of the source field, the unified quantum field, and the torus field connection within the brain. There's a torus field around the brain, the left and the right hemispheres of the brain, and the energy field. You know, I mean, they measure, with scanning, these scanning nuclear magnetic resonance tools. They scan the brain, the energy fields of the brain, and what's going on. Well, they're quantum science understands that there's not just a torus field with its black hole, white hole in the heart chakra that's connected to the nucleus of the cell, the torus field of the cell, of every cell in the body, and every atom and its nucleus, and every atom in the universe. I mean, every galaxy it's like there are all these torus fields within fields, and it's all connected. This might be a little much for some people listening. If you looked at the article I have up on the Cosmic Love homepage, you'll notice that part one of it is insight on quantum entanglement, which is just another way of saying it's all connected. Now, quantum science, their concept of quantum entanglement has a lot more intellectual gobbledygook as far as, you know, scientists' concepts with mathematics, you know, what this, how it's all connected. That's their language, you know, mathematics, you know, the quantum physicists. But there's a video included in that first section. If you go to that, you know, Cosmic Lift homepage, and if you have a chance to look at that article, there's a really interesting video that's about quantum entanglement, the mystery of destiny, free will, by Dr. David Hamilton of Glasgow, Scotland. I mean, this guy, I mean, he's got a big heart. He's just this lovable Scottish quantum scientist, and he's being interviewed by this lady. I've been getting her stuff for some time. Lulu's the Juicy Living Tour. She interviews a lot of people all over the world. She goes around. I mean, she's just, I refer to her as a juicy French babe. And she's got this sweet accent, and some people would consider her a little bit of a dipstick, but I mean, she really has got a sweet vibration, and he's got a lot of understanding on the, you know, this guy, Dr. David Hamilton. He's got a lot of understanding of this quantum field thing and principles of the quantum field. But he explains that video. If you have a chance to watch that, it's very interesting. A lot of the concepts of quantum reality that are just really emerging on the what I call the global holodeck. In other words, the holographic universe, the holographic field, is really like the torus field or the quantum field between our ears and our heart, you know, the our auric field, and it's all connected. So this concept of free will, how, you know, we're all connected, but there's also a connection, call it quantum entanglement or whatever, there's a connection to other people, you know, call it karma or dharma or, you know, our divine destiny in relationship to other people, but there's, you know, we're entangled with, you know, our own soul contracts, or each one has a divine destiny. I mean, there's people come in with these agreements before they come here, you know, that we have, each have work to do, and each to their own divine plan or divine destiny. And this concept of it's all entangled in the unified field. And we incarnate into dimensions here in these dense physical, you know, put on these bodies, you know, where these spirits, you know, these eternal spirits having a human experience. And we tend to forget that we're eternal spirits, and, you know, and we tend to forget the spirit that matters, and we tend to forget our, you know, the contracts we came in with. So anyway, I'm getting very philosophical about this, and as you come to understand more of this dimensional connection, it's really the understanding of what people all over the world are witnessing with UFOs just materializing out of nothing and then just dematerializing. Well, what's going on there? Well, you think about this. This is, again, in the quantum field, there's different dimensions. There's vibrational frequency dimensions. What we perceive, I mean, you know, what we perceive with our eyes, I mean, what a dog perceives, most people don't realize that dogs are colorblind. They see black and white. They don't see the full spectrum like we do. And every creature has its own eyes, ears, you know, five senses, four senses, whatever. And it's very interesting how the perception of reality is taking a, you know, collective conscious understanding of how we are conscious, collective conscience, consciousness of how we are conscious, the processes of consciousness, the learning process, the creative process. These concepts are doing a quantum leap with the internet, because the internet is really a metaphor for the instant, everywhere, interactive torus fields within fields, if you think about it. I mean, our consciousness is still lagging, you know, the technology. Now, all of our institutions are much further behind, our social, political, and economic institutions. I mean, if you think about it, we could have systems of representative government that are based on anyone being able to create, originate a YouTube video, for example, and everyone who watches that being able to evaluate that in real time with this language law, universal law language concept that I've in my articles this last year, those who read about Heartware and the concept of an interactive interface for mass-to-mass interaction or mass-to-mass communication, when you get into that concept, you know, the technology capability is there for 100 or 1,000 or a million people to respond to the same program at the same time with three numbers in sequence, creating an XYZ coordinate axis, a dot and a cube, you might say, that references brightness scale, color spectrum, and just like an image has got brightness and color, you got depth then of meaning, value, and purpose. And these three numbers in sequence on a 1 to 10 scale, how that could cross-correlate or basically provide, you know, a evaluation for interaction on a mass scale. This is kind of an abstract concept. I know I'm going off the scientific end. And the abstract end for people that are more right brain oriented, but I'm trying to do a little merger here of the science and spirituality, and this concept of civilizations right on the threshold of a quantum leap, and this understanding of the quantum field, the source field, and quantum consciousness is really the gateway or the portal from, you might say, cyberspace to inner space, or from the internet to the inner net, the internet, this net of collective, you know, you might say, conscience, or it's like the mind of God or the heart of love. It's like there is a frame of reference for the spirit that matters that really is, you might say, God as G-O-D, geometry of divinity, or geometrically ordered divinity, the order of the universe, the holographic universe. You know, it's holistic. It's all connected. And in the beginning, God geometrized, and in the end, we become what we geometrize. So just as we're just coming to understand quantum, you know, the quantum source field, this quantum field, and that's the portal, you might say. That's the gateway. That understanding is the gateway to this, you might say, God consciousness, or geometrically, you know, spiritual geometry as a frame of reference for the order of the universe. And I'm going off here with something. I mean, this is we're talking, you know, equinox stuff. You know, we're talking about equilibrium, as above, so below, as in the northern hemisphere, so as the southern hemisphere, and from east to west. And you can take the geometry of the Earth and our relationship thereon, and you can actually get into a basic frame of reference of these quantum laws of energetics. And once you get into it, that there are three basic principles, you know, you might say the Holy Trinity of quantum reality, and that is that there are three basic energy fields that interact to create all fields within fields. And that is right dynamic energy fields, round magnetic energy fields, and radiant energy fields. Now, this is what Cosmic Love, or the Love Model, which is on the Cosmic Love website, is really about. And those have followed my articles over the year or years, you know, the archive stuff that I've got on this geometrically ordered divinity. I've taken that from a lot of different perspectives to show how the concept of spiritual geometry truly is universal. I mean, the order of the universe really is in this. So the L in that love model, L, circle, triangle, square, love model, that's the right dynamic energy fields. That's the linear, logical, left brain letter of the law that is, you might say, complementary, or some people would say diametrically opposed to nonlinear, spherical spirit of the law in the right hemisphere. And the balance, of course, you know, they're not separate, they're connected. There's a, you know, the corpus callosum does the brain switching between the left and right hemispheres, and there's a synergy there. And the synergy is greater than the sum of the parts. You know, so we're always using, we're switching, you know, from, you know, our hemispheres and our understanding So, you know, the expression is, it's not what you say, but the way you say it. And there's also the expression, you know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. So the concept there is men tend to be more conceptual, or you might say the left brain dominant people, men or women, tend to be, if they're left brain dominant, they tend to be more visual oriented. You know, the letter, the pattern recognition, and visual constructs, and visual, not just visual constructs, but visual concepts, you know, and abstract concepts, you know, like mathematics, like geometry, frames of reference. Pattern recognition, you know, is a visual left brain function. The right brain is audio-oriented, and it's more based on frequency or feelings, you know, of a frequency. In other words, again, it's not the way a guy would say something or what a guy would say. It's the way he says it to, you might say, someone that's more right brain dominant or vice versa. I'd be talking about guys and gals here. Someone that's left brain dominant, you know, will tends to feel with his thinking. Just as someone that's right brain dominant, man or a woman, if they're right brain dominant, they're going to tend to think with their feeling. And again, when I say feeling, you know, emotion, energy in motion, it's a frequency of the, you know, like music is more referencing frequencies. It's not referencing visual constructs, although they're always associated because we think in images and symbols, left brain, of associative feelings, right brain. And there's always the switching. There's always a synergy going on. You might say there's always a synchronicity or a singularity in the terms of what we conceive and believe, you know, we achieve in terms of that unity and diversity of left and right. And it's in the concept of wholeness in the whole brain, upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. These are these three dimensions I was talking about in terms of an XYZ coordinate axis and three numbers in sequence. Being able to reference, you know, an instant interaction interface, this hardware concept that I go into in some of my articles. Those who've been following that now might have a little more insight on what I'm talking about. So if you get back into these constructs, you know, the frame of reference, right dynamic energy fields, the L, round magnetic energy fields, the O, V is the radiant energy fields, and it's the same principle, you know, I'm talking about here, that's universally understood for anyone that's really into astrology. I mean, if you look at astrology, what are you talking about, you know, with the squares? Well, it's the linear. Squares and oppositions are talking about linear energetic relationships between planets. What are conjunctions? When two conjunct, well, there's round magnetic. Their energies are blending. They're one. You know, there's a blending with conjunctions. And the same concept with what are trines in astrology? You know, when they talk about trines, well, they're talking about the Trinity. You know, three 120-degree angles relationships, that there's a different energy there. It's more of a creative ease of, you know, there's a flow and there's a blending of those relationships that is different from the conjunctions, the round magnetic or the... Or the oppositions or squares, which is the right dynamic, or the dynamic, right dynamic energy relationship. So, anyway, the concept of, you know, cosmic love as a frame of reference for universal law language relationships. Again, you have these three principles that are universal, and they blend. And the blending in the E of the LOV love law, which is a square cross through the middle and a point in the center, which is like the capstone looking down on the pyramid. These are like the four sides of the pyramid or the mandalic, you know, four sides of a mandala that, you know, are ancient archetypal, you know, yantras, mandalas, Hopi, Tibetan sand paintings. But in the collective consciousness, Jung, you know, the father of modern psychology, explains that this archetype is all through ancient and modern maps of consciousness. You know, religious ritual structures, constitutional archetypes. You know, you have the executive, judicial, and legislative branches of government. And what are we talking about there? These are the right dynamic, you know, the executive, round magnetic, the judicial, and the legislative, you know, representative is like a synergy create a relationship with all the representatives that represent us, you know, that there's a dynamics like it's like the power, wisdom, and love, or the executive, judicial, and representative, you know, the pink, and you can get into these archetypal frequencies or energies of the unified field, of the quantum field, and these principles are universal. They're on all levels. They're in the brain hemispheres, the left and right brain, and the synergy of the two. And you have all through, again, ancient and modern maps of consciousness, you have, you know, as Jung explains, as anyone that studied his book, his classic work called Man and His Symbols, Carl Jung, if you haven't ever read that book, that is the, you might say, the blueprint for these archetypes, universal archetypes in the collective consciousness of humanity. And we're talking about, you know, the fire, air, water, and earth, you know, the four sides of the pyramid, which are like spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. You can get into the four winds that the Native American Indians talk about. You can, I mean, just you can get into all cultures, all civilizations, these principles of the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, and it's really referencing the same archetypal, universal, cosmic law, language, love model, whatever, you know. So anyway, I'm going off here. I thought I'd do that. This is call-in show. If someone would like to call in and cuss and discuss more of this understanding of the hour with what's going on with quantum shift in the physical quadrant, this final quadrant, last 3 months of the year. And again, getting back into the archetypal understanding of these four quadrants, you've got the etheric quadrant from winter solstice to spring equinox to summer solstice, and then fall autumnal equinox, and then you've got back to winter solstice again. And we've got these four quadrants of the year, which are really like the etheric fire, the spiritual, the fire, air, water, and earth is like the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. You know, summer is like the emotional, the energy in motion. In the summer, you know, there's more energy in motion. And back in the fall, the harvest, you know, it's going physical. You're having the physical harvest of the energies of the year. Well, this is where we're at right now. Back in the spring equinox, we saw what happened with Arab Spring. There was this rising of the energy. It was springing forth. You know, the 2012 archetypal energies of what's going on in the Mideast, which is really, you might say, you know, that it's really the center of the earth as far as the earth masses. It's where all the world core world religions, the three major world religions, you know, there was a source of those. And it is like, you know, like it is, you might say, the it is out picturing. It is in the Middle East. We're seeing out picturing a lot of the angst that people are feeling all over the world. And so it's kind of a what happened back at that time, spring equinox, and what's happening now in the autumnal equinox. It's like a reflex, you know. And we're harvesting again what was still unresolved back in the spring. So there is this dynamic going on in the world, and a lot of people, you know, have different concepts of what's going on with the quantum reality and the collective consciousness of humanity and through the last 3 months of this year. I mean, is there going to be a global awakening? Is there going to be, a disintegration and reintegration in a kind of a harmonious way? Is it going to be the tribulations? I mean, are we going to see some serious tribulations? I mean, if we get what we ask for, and you got all these fundamentalist Christians and fundamentalist Muslims and fundamentalist Zionists and other fundamentalists, that a lot of them believe religiously that, you know, this is the time for their Messiah, the Second Coming, the Mahdi, you know, it's time for their Savior to come. And at the same time, a lot of them are believing religiously that we got to have, you know, Armageddon of some kind. We got to have You know, the Middle East has got to, you know, fulfill the prophecy of the four horsemen in the apocalypse or whatever before we have some kind of harmonious transition, transformation, and before, you know, the second coming or the Mahdi or whatever. That, I mean, there's all kinds of BS out there, belief systems. And there's a point where, you know, if you're believing something, so makes it so. A self-fulfilling prophecy called the placebo effect or whatever. I mean, we do get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. And that's true individually, and it's true collectively. So you've got this collective consciousness, you know, you've got the collective called the holodeck, you know. We're all in this, you know, we're all in the holodeck, and we're in this big drama. And the drama, you know, it's right now it's like a global drama. You know, we're all here. We all came for this big show. We incarnated, you know, for this time. And we got front row seats, and a lot of us are actors on the stage, and it's really interesting now. Now, the divine destiny, you can say, well, the divine destiny would be, you know, like we all kind of get our act together, we either hang together or we're going to hang separately, so to speak. you can say the divine destiny is going to be wake up. We're going to wise up. We're going to rise up. We're going to, you know, basically, you know, just say, hey, you know, we really want to do this right. You know, this global civilization thing. You know, we realize that there is no time or space anymore. We got this instant, everywhere, interactive internet, and we're still all hanging separately. So, a universal interface, a communications interface, would obviously bring down the walls in the mind. You know, that separate us. I mean, you know, a baby, a child, you know, that's learning to be, you know, to be themselves, they're dealing with boundaries. You know, they're struggling with boundaries. You know, they're pushing their boundaries all the time because they don't know where they are and they're trying out new boundaries. Well, global civilization's the same way. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, there's all these nations of the world that are divided with these boundaries when the reality is we're in a global village. I mean, there's no boundaries. It's like an instant, everywhere interactive connection we have with the internet now. I mean, it's not like it was, you know, when the United States was founded, you know, and you had to do a horse and buggy thing, you know, for days, just for the representatives in the local areas in the United States, you know, to get to Philadelphia, you know, so they'd all sit together and represent the people back home. I mean, you know, it's. I mean, we're talking about, that's like a gross anachronism today, but we still have that horse and buggy system of representative government, you know. And, you know, you have to chuckle about this because, you know, we're living in all these anachronisms. It's like we're timed out, or you might say we're spaced out. We're living in no space or no time, and we have all these divisions, these boundaries that we create, these walls in the mind, you know, the sense of separation that's causing all the suffering. We just don't have that sense of, you know, we are a global village, you know, we are all connected, you know, we are one for all and all for one, and, you know, in spirit, you know, the spirit we came from, that was the spirit we came from, you know, the great spirits, you know, that have incarnated, now having an earthly experience, and it's like so dense here that, you know, it's like, duh, you know, dense, unconscious, and heartless, D-U-H. So, anyway. I'm kind of ran on, but you know, I'm getting around to this point of there is a process that is bringing down the walls in the mind, and is involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, and this understanding of how this works. You know, as in cause and effect, or stimulus and response, or action and reaction. You know, what goes around comes around, and we reap what we sow. So what we sow in terms of how this unity and diversity thing can really work, how we can be each and all represented with the process that is a function of the language of consciousness. And it's an interactive process with these three numbers sequence on your smartphone or the alphanumeric keyboard or your computer that you punch them in, you're defining a dot and a cube. That dot and a cube is really, the cube is like representing also the field of your upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, and rear brain. And so these three dimensions is like the first one, the first number you put on a 1 to 10 scale. You know, if you're watching a video program that someone originated, maybe you originated yourself and you got 1,000 or 1,000,000 people watching it. Okay, so the first number they put in, you know, the ones are on the end of the scale, the zeros in the middle, so you have, because what you're saying is, you know, I, one, you know, it's that, you know, it's like one is like I. If you're saying I'm separate from, you know, it's too bright or authoritative or sophisticated because I'm too dense, dark, and whatever, you know. There's a scale there. But centered, you know, like, you know, the if you punch in a zero, it's like the spherical, you know, you're one with the person on that first dimension. And that first dimension is like the brightness scale. Above you or below you, too bright, authoritative, sophisticated, or below you. This concept of the upper brain, you know, the pineal gland, the upper brain versus the lower brain, the reptilian brain, you know, the fight or flight syndrome in the lower brain, you know, that's a, like, it's like a dimension. It's like the, when you're watching something at any one moment, your first impression on that scale was the first number you put in. But this white light of the infinite and eternal, you might say, you know, the scale from bright to dark, on just not color, but just the black and white, that white light of the infinite eternal, you might say, hits the prism of human consciousness and refracts into the whole spectrum of the rainbow, you know, from left brain to right brain. You got the fiery red emotional person that went into the scale, then you got the blue wishy-washy, you know, water, you know, like the fire water, you got the wishy-washy person or the intellectual scientist that can rationalize anything with his intellect. And it's kind of like archetypally, you've got Scotty and, you know, the Star Trek movie, you've got Scotty and Spock. Spock is the, you know, left brain dominant, and Scotty's emotional, and Captain's right in the middle. You know, the idea of there's a scale there also from left brain to right brain. And that'd be the second number in sequence. Third number in sequence is like a patterning of brightness and color in the upper lower brain and the left and right brain. You know, you might say, creates a picture, which is like the depth dimension, you know, forebrain, rear brain, you know, foresight, rear hindsight. And you've got, you know, there's a dimension there, and again, there's a frame of reference for integrating that to this process with three numbers in sequence, so that you could have 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 people respond to the same program at the same time and see a dot pattern in a cube to see how the collective consciousness is reading out on a real-time basis. Now, this could be on a real-time basis or an instant replay. You could watch a video and create a new video based on where the response is, when the response is, and how the response is in terms of the unified field or the collective consciousness, you know, in that at that time. Now, this thought form I've given you, the visualization of this, I actually have a website on it. It's heartcom.org/vision with a capital VISION.htm. And I have that link in numerous of the web articles that I've posted. And the concept of heartware, which is in, again, some of the articles I've posted there over this last year on the web page, on the Cosmic Love article I've posted. There's a lot on heartware, cyber ethics, and this concept of what this interactive interface will do as it goes physical, as the vision goes physical. And that's why I'm talking about it now at the beginning of the last physical quadrant where it's all going, physical. This evolution revolution in higher consciousness is going physical. So to provide some coordinates for that, a vision for what that will mean, how we can involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with the process that provides an interactive interface for mass-to-mass interaction, mass-to-mass telecom, telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, health, holistic health care, universal self-care, you know, a vision of healing, of wholeness and healing of our social, political, and economic institutions, including the disease care system that we call healthcare. You know, how to make it a true holistic healthcare system. And provided quite a few links on that recently and in that article. I've gone into a lot of different information to make it, you might say, contemporary. Things that are going on in the world right now, what the razor's edge is right now, how to maintain a kind of a philosophic calm You know, like the all-seeing eye at the center of the hurricane. If you get off center of that, you know, the center of a hurricane where there's some relative calm, you get caught up in the swirl and you spin out. Well, that's kind of the razor's edge. You know, it's like you gotta be balanced, have a sense of balance from as above, so below, from left brain to right brain, forebrain to rear brain, the sense of a language of balance, the language of light, of consciousness, and how this language of consciousness could culture conscience, social conscience in our social networks. Maybe the social network thing with Web 2.0 has gone global, from Facebook to LinkedIn to all kinds of social networks, whereby people are interacting to make that interaction real time in a comprehensive way is to fulfill the computer internet revolution. It is to bring quantum conscience, you might say, to the moment. And that concept of how to take the placebo, you know, I'm not saying a sugar pill either. I'm talking a vision of virtue and valor, you know, for the victory of conscience. And it's kind of a placebo. It ain't a drug. It's not. There's no pill you can take. So that people wake up, you can basically just give them an environment in which consciousness will thrive. The internet's got all the infrastructure there except for the interactive interface. I mean, think what's happened with the revolution in consciousness the last 15 years, 20 years since the internet went mainstream. I mean, you think about it. You know, the concept of having all the information in the world basically at your fingertips. I mean, any writer knows that, you know, as far as being able to Google and check things out and pull stuff up and research stuff, it's just phenomenal. So then it comes back to, well, where's it all going? What do we all want? You know, and how do we get there using installed and operational communications technology to come into unity, to communicate, you know, with unity? To create community, unity in our diversity. How do we get there? Well, you know, the concept of an interactive interface that involves and evolves consciousness with the language of consciousness, it really comes down to the more universal that interface, the more we'll universalize the consciousness involved. So the whole concept of cosmic love, you know, and even doing this radio talk show beginning 5 years ago, began with a vision of that universality, of this universal law language, and how it evolved organically. It was like there was a serendipity and a synchronicity, just like you can watch in that quantum entanglement video that I provided in the article today that I began talking about. You know, David Hamilton talks about this concept of there's a synchronicity that happens that's completely nonlinear, that how we are magnetize the people in our lives, because you can say we got karma with them, or we have a soul contract with them, or we have a relationship thing that we need to fulfill with them, and it doesn't matter where they are in the world. You know, we'll find them. You know, we tend to connect with them, and there's different ways that we connect with them. That's why I began doing the talk show, to begin connecting with people. Well, like this quantum entanglement guy, Dr. David Hamilton. You know, by doing this show, I began hosting people that have written books or, you know, articles or, you know, that in their field, you know, they know a lot more about this quantum field stuff, you know, the unified field, galactic alignment, my encounter, the energetics of galactic alignment, what's going on in 2012. People know a lot more about this than I do, and then you connect up with other people doing the same thing. People like Foster Gamble, who we had on the Cosmic Love in the Spring. If you saw that show or go into the archives and listen to it, it's a pretty amazing thing that's going on with all this knowledge power coming out to empower humanity with an understanding of the tools and resources that we have to virtually build a golden age on Earth. Now, you know, if we're going to do it ourselves and be able to say, you know, we've done it ourselves, you know, we can't have you know, we can't have aliens coming down here and giving it all this advanced technology, you know, and doing it for us. I mean, in other words, we got to do it ourselves. You know, that's the prime directive. They're not going to interfere with, you know, our capabilities to, you know, again, wake up, wise up, rise up, and just do it ourselves. So there's all this information coming out. The Thrive Movement's been phenomenal in that regard about all this breakthrough, unprecedented technology, free energy technology that could do amazing things for liberating humanity from energy, for healing. You know, there's the principle of quantum medicine. Ultramolecular energy, quantum medicine is extremely advanced, far more advanced than the paradigm of the chemistry of disease with drugs. We're talking about the energies of health with quantum energies that basically clear up all the fungus, bacteria, viruses in the system, kill parasites, etc. I mean, we're talking about the technological capabilities are so far past mainstream drug-based, you know, community-based medicine with drugs for whatever ails you. It's so far past that, it's pathetic. And people are waking up to that. You know, we're being repressed. This technology is being suppressed. You know, and it's and it can't go on much longer. It's not sustainable. You know, I mean, you know, the power elite have had their day, you know, with their attempt for a totalitarian New World Order where Big Pharma and Big Oil, you know, and all these, you know, all these corporations that don't serve the purpose for which, you know, the civilization was created but are serving their own profits and power to own and control people like we're merchandise, you know, that's has reached the point of no return. I mean, we can't go back to that. You know, we got to move ahead. And so then it comes down to what is going to be the process of disintegration and reintegration along more enlightened lines that frame wholeness and healing with an evolution, revolution, and higher consciousness. So, again, the more specific the vision in that regard, the more effective the results. It's common sense. You know, the common sense, you might say, that's uncommon, but, mankind has free will and anything is possible, especially right now. I mean, it's like there has been sufficient enlightenment for enough good people to come forward in different ways, and it's happening. We're seeing people like Foster Gamble and the Thrive Movement, the Zeitgeist Movement, all these different movements that are all, you might say, holographic frames of reference for the one universal source connection, unified field model of wholeness, of healing. And you can come at it from a lot of different perspectives. I mean, I think about how Christ did this 2,000 years ago with parables. You know, he talked about the loaves and the fishes, separating the wheat from the chaff, and all these agricultural metaphors because that was, you know, it was an agricultural age. Well, now we're in the computer internet age. You know, and we're looking at, you know, the evolution of this has accelerated the rate of change with an awakening to the point of zero point. You know, zero point is like, you know, it's like the aha. You know, it's like there's a lot of people that are just, you know, having the Eureka syndrome. You know, they're just kind of waking up. There's people popping up all over the world and just having flashes of insight and getting it. You know, it's like, you know, what this global village concept really means and the potential for applying the first principles of civility to make it so. You know, it's like, you know, the kind man of God sees God in all mankind. You know, kindness, loving kindness, and loving kindness would heal disease rather than make a killing. You know, indirectly causing disease with aspartame, GMOs, fluoride in the water, chemtrails, all the insanity going on to create, and treat disease for population reduction and population control. I mean, there, you know, it's not the divine destiny for the population to be reduced to, you know, 10% of current levels. It may be the divine destiny if we don't, basically, like Jonah and Nineveh. You know, you can have a divine destiny in the etheric, but what comes into the physical as things go physical? I mean, it's not for me to say what the divine destiny is. But you think about it. If man has free will, anything is possible. So you got a whole range of possibilities. You have the one end of the spectrum where you've got an awakening with more light in the collective consciousness and in the morphic grids of consciousness, with people waking up and neutralizing the density and darkness in the quantum field, and neutralizing basically the karmic records from Atlantis and going way back, neutralizing those records, because people make the vow, you know, with virtue and vision and valor to, for more light, easier and faster, you might say. And it's like that is, again, a frequency of pure intention that focuses attention with love's retention for evolutionary ascension. And you might say this unity, common sense, universal co-creation dimension of, you know, basically, God, love, conscience, source connection, source conscience. And that may be a really abstract concept for a person that has a gross sense of separation from all that is real, you know, who has a sense of separation for their mighty I am presence, or there's a sense of separation from the holy whole, or, you know, again, a sense of separation is the cause of all suffering. And people that are revolving victim-dictim in a sense of suffering, you know, sometimes have a lot of difficulty just, you know, accepting the inner sense at the heart of innocence. You know, that concept of infinite eternal.
Caller on line three, if you take callers line three.
Yeah. Okay, so is there a caller we have? Hello?
Hello, yes. Is Christopher?
Yeah, it's Christopher. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tommy. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Tommy, doing pretty good. I've been on a roll. What are you up to?
I'm getting an echo here. Can you hear that?
I don't get an echo here, so I'm okay.
Oh, I'm hearing myself, and that I get enough of that anyway.
Well, you're going to get more of it if you want to share with what's on your heart.
I do. You've only got a few minutes, and what I got to say is more than that, but I'll try to cram it all in there. You're saying a lot of good stuff there, and I'd like to, collaborate on that. Is there another time or a way that we could get in touch? I could drop you an email, and we could talk or something?
Sure, yeah. Drop me an email. Anyone listening can drop me an email at gnotes@mcn.net. The email address is on the Cosmic Love webpage for, you know, right there near my picture.
So if I dropped in my phone, you can talk.
Yeah, okay, so that's what I would do. Just give me an email with your phone number and a time we can talk.
Okay, that's great. And then to say a few things about what you're saying here. This is a lot of stuff, and but the purpose, unity, a lot of people, I don't know, a lot of stuff's going into your head right now, trying to make the point. But a lot of people think some magical fairy dust is going to fall out of the sky and make everybody wonderful and all get along in unity consciousness. And that ain't going to happen. And everybody, all of us, have shirked the responsibility to ourselves and to the one. So,
it's going to happen for some people and not for others. And I'm philosophical about that. It's like selective judgment, and I'd really like to go on more, but I'm going to have to wrap it up. It's time for the end of the show. Tommy, I'm glad you called in. Send me an email, and we'll pick up where we left off.
Sounds great, Christopher. Thank you very much. You have a nice
you're welcome. And I want to thank everyone for listening. I'm going to do this as a wrap for Cosmic Love today. There's a lot more I'd like to say. We'll get into it in the next show. God bless you. Happy trails. We'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness, the five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity, as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love. that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.